everybody, and thanks so much for listening to the 11th episode of As Ink. What As Ink typically is we do an improvised form called the Bat, but this week we're going to be doing something a little different. This week we're going to be doing a scripted radio play. This one is called Danger, or aka A Comedy of Danger, by Richard Hughes. And the note says, let's hear, the author was asked by the British Broadcasting Company in January of 1924 to write a play for effect by sound only, in the same way that film plays are written for effect by sight only. It is thus the first listening play, an experiment in a new medium. It's first produced by Nigel Playfair and broadcast from the London station on January 15th, 1924. And it says for direct presentation, it should be acted in pitch darkness. But you don't have to worry about that because it's just audio anyway.
Wait a minute. So he wrote the play in less than 15 days? Because he was asked to do it in January of 1924.
That's what it sounds like.
Wow.
Sounds like he wrote it in 2 weeks or less.
That's awesome.
Probably less, given that they probably wanted to rehearse it some, too.
Yeah, a little bit.
It might have been like a 3-day play.
We rehearsed this a lot, so you guys better be ready.
Yeah. This is painstakingly rehearsed to perfection.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Absolutely. It's only the way As Ink would do it. So let's hear. There are three characters. So playing those three characters are...
Nathan Turner, I'll be playing Jack.
Casey Lawrence, I will be playing Mary.
And Chris George, I will be playing Mr. Bax. Okay. I think we are ready to go.
Have you told everyone that this is the very first time we're looking at this script?
A way to ruin everything.
Oh. Well, you can cut that part out.
If only we can edit that out of post-production.
You clearly think that I do a lot more work on this project than I really do.
There's two buttons. There's send to iTunes, and then there's send to podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And he presses both of them, okay?
At the same time. Whichever one loads first.
Okay. So let's hear. To set up the scene, is a gallery and a Welsh coal mine. And we begin with some sound effects. And lights down.
What's happened?
The lights have gone out.
Where are you?
Here.
Where? I can't find you.
Here, I'm holding my hand out.
I can't find it.
Why? Here.
Oh. What's that?
That's all right. It's only me.
You did frighten me, touching me suddenly like that in the dark. I'd no idea you were so close.
Catch hold of my hand. Whatever happens, we mustn't lose each other.
That's better! But the lights, why have they gone out?
I don't know. I suppose something has gone wrong with the dynamo. They'll turn them up again in a minute.
Oh, Jack, I rather hate the dark.
Oh, cheer up, darling. It'll be all right in a minute or two.
Oh, it's so frightfully dark down here.
No wonder. There must be nearly 1,000 feet between us and the daylight. It's not surprising it's a bit dusky.
I didn't know there could be such utter blackness as this. Ever. It's so dark. It's as if there was never such a thing as light anywhere. Oh, Jack. It's like being blind.
They'll turn the lights up again soon.
I wish we had never come down this beastly mine. I knew something would go wrong.
But it'll be all right, dear. It's only the lights.
Where are the others?
They're just on ahead, not far.
Suppose we get lost?
We can't get lost, my darling.
I wish you hadn't wanted to drop behind the others. Oh, Jack, I'm afraid of the dark.
My mistakes. Buck up, Mary, old girl. It'll soon be over.
And I wish we hadn't left these miners, lamp things they gave us behind. Listen! There's someone coming.
Of all the incompetent idiots, turning up the lights off just when a party of visitors were coming to see the place. Call this a coal mine, a damned dark rabbit hole, I call it. A rotten rat hole, a dratted wet smelly drain pipe. The dithering fools!
Oh, it's Mr. Bax! Hello!
Hello? Who's there? of all the stupid, meddlesome idiots.
Oh, Mr. Bax, what's happened? Is it all right?
Is it all right indeed, leaving us suddenly in the dark like this?
But has there been an accident?
Goodness knows. I'd expect anything of a country like Wales. They've got a climate like the flood and a language like the Tower of Babel. And then they go and lure us into the bowels of the earth and turn the lights off. Wretched, incompetent, the houses are full of cockroaches. Ugh!
Well, I suppose the only thing to do is to sit and wait for the lights to go up again.
There's no danger, is there?
No, young lady, there's no danger. But it's damned unpleasant.
Oh, I don't know. I'm beginning to think it's rather fun.
Well, if you can find any fun pricking your shins in the dark.
Why, don't you call it fun being in a pit disaster?
But this isn't a disaster, it's only the light.
Of course, silly. You don't think it would be fun if it were a real disaster, do you? But the lights going out might have meant a disaster. And think how thrilling it's going to be to talk about afterwards. I say, Jack.
Yes?
Let's pretend it's serious.
What do you mean?
Let's pretend it's a real disaster, and we're cooped up here forever, and we'll never be able to get out.
Don't joke about it.
Why not? There's no real danger, is there? Let's get all the thrills we can.
Well, of all the morbid young people nowadays...
I love thrills, contrary to how afraid I was of the dark 10 lines ago. Let's pretend the roof has fallen in and they can't get at us.
Very well. But what a baby you are. Here we are, my dear, buried alive.
Oh, Jack.
Alas, they'll never find us.
Oh, Jack.
Well?
I'm still so frightened.
What at?
About the roof falling in.
But it hasn't. It's only pretense.
Yes, but when I pretend, it seems so real.
Then don't pretend.
But I want to pretend. I want to be frightened. Only hold my hand in my bosom so tight, won't you? Go on.
We shall suffocate. Or starve.
Oh.
Or both, my dear, in each other's arms.
Oh, Jack!
Even death shall not part us.
Oh, Jack, John, it's too awful.
There'll be articles in all the newspapers.
Oh, I wish I could read them.
You can't have your funeral and watch it, young lady.
Oh, this is fun. I wouldn't have missed this for anything. Won't I make Daddo's flesh creep?
God, Mary!
Oh, Jack! 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 Jack!
Quiet, you little fool! Let go! You're throttling me!
Oh,
let go of me!
Oh, I'm throttling you! Oh, the dust! It's choking me! I wish anything else was choking me! I can't breathe!
Stop screaming, you! How can you expect to be able to breathe if you're screaming all the breath out of your body? Quiet!
Oh, Jack!
Pull yourself together! We're all right! We're not hurt!
No, sir. We're not hurt. But listen. Water!
Shut up, you idiot! Don't let her hear!
Oh, Jack, what's that roaring?
It's only the echo.
Mr. Bax, can we find the others?
I don't think we could, young lady. It wouldn't be much use to us if we did.
Oh, good God, good God, good God!
They're no better off than we are.
Why, listen, that must be them! That must be the others. They can't be very far off. Let's call to them.
Sound carries a long way in the tunnel.
Tunnel.
But listen.
Tunnel.
God! Tunnel. Those chaps have courage.
You're finding some good in the Welsh, then, after all.
The echo's getting louder. Oh, Jack, it isn't an echo. It's water. The mine's flooding. We'll be drowned.
I wish I had the faith of those chaps, sir. It'd make dying easy.
Oh, Jack, I don't want to die yet. It's not exciting enough. I won't. I won't. I won't.
It has to come sometime, young lady. Isn't it better for it to happen now in your lover's arms? Death might have parted you two, instead of which he's simply joining you two closer together.
I want to live!
Shut up, you old fool. It's all very well to be stoical about death at your age, but we're young. We've got all life before us.
Can't you keep quiet about it then, you young jackanapes? Do you think I want to die either? But it ain't good manners to talk about it. Where'd we be if we all started screaming about it, eh?
No!
Behave yourself, sir! Those chaps over there don't want to die either, but they don't make a fuss about it. They sing hymns! If you and me don't feel like singing hymns, we can at least behave like gentlemen.
Yeah, behave like gentlemen, indeed. I tell you, it's all very well for an old chap like you who'll die anyhow in a year or two, but it's different for us. We're young.
Yeah, we're young.
Well, if you don't want to make a scene, you shall have one, sir. Do you think it's any easier for the old to die than the young? I tell you, it's harder, sir. Harder! Life is like a trusted friend. He grows more precious as the years go by. What's your life to mine? A shadow, sir. Yours. 20-odd years of imbecile childhood, lunatic youth. The rest a mere rosy presumption of the future.
Oh.
Mine. 60 solid years of solid, real, solid living.
Go.
Solidly. No mere rosy dream. Do you think it is for an easy time for me to leave my solid substance that is solid as you to your trumpery shadow?
Oh, I can't see any shadows. It's too dark in here.
Oh, yeah? Well, what's your life worth to the world? Who's depending on you? What good are you to anyone?
And what good are you, young man?
Well, one person is depending on me anyway.
You mean that you are loved by this young lady? If you both die, what loss is that to the world? Two opposite quantities cancelling out.
Oh, you beast! You cruel beast!
I must speak, madam. In common justice to my age, since that young cub has started the subject, the old are always being twitted with their unwillingness to die.
You mean twitted?
Yet, it is the most natural thing in the world that it should be the young, who haven't a notion of what life really is, who should be ready to chuck it away for any footling reason that comes along.
All right, everyone shut up. Look here, instead of talking like this, let's do something. Let's make some sort of attempt to escape.
What do you propose to do, young man?
Why, look for some way out. We can't stay down here and drown like rats in a cage.
If you start to walk, my boy, you'll start to run. And if you start to run, you'll get in a panic and you'll go mad! In the dark. I'd rather die with my wits about me.
Well, I'd rather not die at all.
Keeping still is the only thing for us. If we don't want to lose our heads, remember, we're goodness knows how far into the side of the hill. What earthly hope do you think there is of finding our way out?
Oh, the dark. I now hate the dark again. I think I could go more easily if I could see light just once before it happened, or maybe a kiss on the cheek.
Oh, here it comes. Listen.
Yes, it will be on us in another 5 minutes.
Pray heaven it finishes us off quickly.
Oh, think of dying somewhere out in the open in the sunlight. Me able to see you and you able to see me. What bliss it would be.
It's strange how little chaps wonder what will happen to them after death. One hardly thinks about it. Yet I don't know how thrilled we should be if we met a chap who really knew. In 5 minutes, we're going to know ourselves, all three of us. I've always wanted to travel. Now I'm going to.
Oh, Jack, my poor dear.
Mary. Do you know I'm beginning to feel as excited about it as a child going to the seaside for the first time? Aren't you?
Jack! How queer you are! I never looked at it like that.
Well, that really has nothing to do with my sexual orientation, but I wasn't in any hurry to die, but now it's coming. I feel sort of proud of myself, and if it was a very wonderful thing to manage to pull off.
Oh, Jack, darling!
There's only one thing I'm sorry about.
What is is it?
I've forgotten the luggage!
Jack!
The train's coming and there's no time to go back for it! Who'll feed the parrot?
Jack, I'll feed the parrot!
Pull yourself together, sir! Keep solid control!
That's all right, Bax! I'm not going off my nut! I mean what I say.
Please go off your nut.
What do you think I've got to live for besides myself and Mary? Why, my work! If it wasn't for that Bax, I'd go to death without caring a tuppenny damn. I'd just die for the fun of a thing. To see what it felt like.
I shouldn't worry about that if I was you. The world'll get on all right without you, never you fear. Is that... what is your work?
I write poetry.
Good God! And you call that work?
Jack, the water's coming. It's over my feet.
Courage, darling. Sweet, sweet courage.
Oh, Jack, I don't want to die. I hate it. I'm scared of it. I'm a scaredy cat. I want to live.
Don't make it harder, dear. You don't think it's fun for me, you having to die? I mean...
Oh, you selfish bastard. It's about me, not you. It's awful. Only for an hour more. Oh, I do want to live another hour. Jack, there was something I wanted to say to you, and I can't remember. Oh, I must remember. It'll be too late soon. Oh, Jack!
It's all right. I really don't care that much.
Oh,
God, can't I be allowed to finish my work?
And your work, sir. Do you think you're the only one dying before his time? I tell you, every man dies before his time, even if he lives till he's as old as Methuselah.
Oh, it's up to my knees now. I'm all wet.
Oh, don't clutch at my tickly parts, Mary. It won't do you any good.
But the water is washing me away.
I got you! And I've got my other arm around the wooden thing.
Ooh, hold tight there.
Ah, yes, I've got you tight.
Oh, if only I could feel you.
Just think of all the things I'd meant to do.
Shut up about the things you are meant to do, you young cub. Will you realize that we're all in the same unsolid boat, and it's as hard for me to die as you, or worse, by God, 1,000 times worse.
You hoary old sinner. Can't you prepare to get out of the world instead of cursing at me?
Oh, Jack, let's play.
Play if you like, Mary. I can't.
Oh, Jack, do!
Help! Help! I can't die! I won't die! I'm an old man! I won't!
Oh, hold yourself together!
Won't!
Keep your entrails inside, you old coward!
Oh, bugger off, Mr. Bax! I'm quite calm now. I don't mind dying a bit. I've had my fun.
Nor do I, now that it's so close.
Help me! Help! Help! Won't! Help! Help!
Shut your yapper, Mr. Bax! No one can possibly hear us!
Help!
The only thing is to have fun. It won't be long now.
Oh, help! Help! Why won't anyone help?
Yeah. What's that? Listen!
Help! Help! Help!
Shut up, help. Bax! We want to listen!
We need the iced tea! Oh, it's up to my waist now. Everything below my waist is covered in...
Oh, my God! It's someone tapping! We're here! Farther along!
Is it? They'll find their bodies glistening in the water, that's all.
They'll find us, if they're quick enough. Farther along still, that's right!
You can't possibly be quick enough. Besides, I want you inside me.
It's a strange thing, Mary, that you ask for that. But before I looked on death as a terrible thing, and now I'm so nearly dead, I wouldn't come to life for anything.
Oh, I'll make you come to life.
Yes, did you know that an old Shakespearean term, death, meant to orgasm, Mary?
Oh, I want to feel death's warm embrace.
Oh, I know you do, and so do I, but there's such a lot to find out. The other side, you see.
Help! Pick quicker, you fools! Quicker! We're drowning!
Stop it, Bax! They won't be in time! We can't have you behave sensibly, can't we? Why won't you?
Jackdaw! God, I want you.
How do you know they'll let you stay with him, you little fool?
Because I have to.
What do you know of death? I tell you, death isn't heaven and it isn't hell. Death's dying, you young dotes. Death's being nothing, not even a dratted ghost clanking its chains on the staircase.
My soul's immortal, Mr. Bax. Jack taught me that.
But if your soul's immortal, is your mind immortal? Or is your soul going to wander about without one, like an imbecile, eh? You young fools, you've never thought. I have! I've thought things! Oh my God, I have! These last 10 years of thinking!
Oh, Jack, it's all over my face! Help me!
Let me lift you. Let me clutch you in my hands and squeeze your soft places, darling. Then when it gets up to my chin, we'll die together.
Die with me. Say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. Just die with me.
No, darling. Of course, that's not true.
Hurry up, you dotes! You blockheads! You nincompoops! Smash your way in, like, with your retard strength! We're drowning, I tell you, drowning! Quick, quick! Be quick about it!
Oh, goodbye, Jack, dear. We've had so much fun.
Oh, my God! They must be nearly penetrating through.
I'm penetrated all right.
Oh, God, the suspense. How much longer before we know whether we're going to live or whether we're going to die?
I want to die, Jack.
I don't care which, but I do want to know.
Look, there's a light. A hole in the roof. Quick, quick.
There's a hole!
Hey, we did it! Quick, below there. Catch on to the rope. Quick. I'm an old man!
There's a girl here!
I can speak for myself!
By Gad, Jack! A near shave! Come along, young lady. I've got the rope.
Oh, she's fainted! Oh, darling!
Never mind. Pass her up. She'll be all right.
Oh, pass her by the rope around her shoulders.
Well, she's had the thrill she wanted, all right. Give you something to write about, too, my boy. Little letter you're going to send to a certain magazine, right?
Oh, is that that Penthouse magazine you're talking about?
Oh, right above there. Have you got that?
Oh, yeah, right. Now the next. Oh, love the Penthouse. Up you go, quick, Mr. Bax. The water's still rising.
No, my boy. After you. You're more value in the world than I am.
Oh, no nonsense, sir. After you, you're an older man than I am. Quick, sir, or there won't be time.
I don't know why we're arguing, but you've got Mary to think of now, Jack. All the way above there.
No, lower me. It's your hauling up, and it ought to be, Mr. Bax.
We'll have you up first. There's no time to waste, right?
No, I'm all right. Lower away again. Below there, Bax. Catch hold. Have you got it? Hi? Bax? Bax? Oh, God. God is gone.
Lights up. And end.
I think the deconstruction of that scene would be that they didn't really respect female characters the same way that they do today.
A lot of sexual society. Undertones, which mm-hmm. I think we've explored and discovered those, which is handy.
I really want to know why the two young lovers were so free to express themselves in front of a 60-year-old creeper.
Well, I mean, dark.
It was dark.
No one could see it.
And they were possibly at the end of their lives. Mm-hmm. And when you're at the end of your life, what have you to fear?
I mean, well, then why didn't they fear the old man? You know, like, they didn't involve the old man. Like, make it a party.
Well, he sort of was like a Christ-like figure.
I was thinking he was kind of like death, you know? Like, he is the embodiment of death.
Yeah. Kind of like a death,
because he shows up. Christ-like figure. He shows up after they think they're going to die.
When
he disappears right as they get rescued.
When you're 60, you're probably going to die.
Yeah, so. you're at least a hybrid of death at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you're walking on one leg into death's door.
Metaphorically speaking. Yeah.
Right.
Well, that was our presentation of Danger, a.k.a. a comedy of Danger. You can get more information about As Inc. by emailing us at as.inc.prov. That's P-R-O-V at gmail.com. If you have any suggestions, questions, or comments, or suggestions you would like us to put into our hat for future improvised pieces, you can send them there as well. Also, if you're a San Diego or Southern California area improviser and would like to record with us, you can send an email there and we'll put you on the schedule. You can find us on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe via the iTunes. And we will see you next week.
We're not doing this seriously, right? No, it's...
No, have fun with it.
A comedy of danger. Okay, there we go.
It's a comedy of danger?
It's called Perfect. A Comedy of Danger by Richard Hughes.
That's new. Okay, right. It's a comedy of danger. Interesting.